Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and another morning and some snow falling, Alan, this morning and making things very slick out there. Not a lot of accumulation expected, 2 to 4 in most spots, maybe 4 to 6 in those higher elevations. But we always warn our listeners to be careful.
4 to 6 can really slow you down, David, and you can slide all over the place. So everybody has to be very careful.
Well, we are on the cusp, Alan. Here it is. Lockbox announcement, $472,295. Oh, we have till 6 a.m. on Monday morning.
So that leaves us, you know, somewhere in the upper 20s, right? Is that what it is?
Yep.
I think that's right. Oh, boy, it's so, so close. I can't believe how close this is. Why do they do this to me? Why does everybody do it? Oh, well, I know. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who has put something in. I mean, this is an immense amount of money that has been raised here. Remember, we get an extra $10,000 from Berkshire Bank if we can do this, but we have to do it by 6 a.m. Those are the rules. We accepted the deal by Monday morning. If everybody can do just a little bit now, we'll make it. Put some money into the lockbox. That will be wonderful. That's WAMC.org.
Well, WNBC New York reporting that New York State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos is under federal investigation, yes, by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, looking at his sources of income, that Skelos' sources of income, specifically those tied to the real estate industry.
You know, David, this is still an investigation. When we woke up the other night and we were told that Shelley Silver was going to be arrested the next day, that's different than this. A lot of people are under investigation, but there's a big difference between lip and cup when you're investigating, when you're arresting. On the other hand, this may really be exactly what Preet Bharara meant when he said, stay tuned the other day after the arrest of Silver. And it also has major implications for both parties, because we saw with Watergate, the Republicans really suffered greatly after the whole thing happened. And now there were a lot of people who expected the Democrats were going to take it in the neck. But if, in fact, they're looking at the Republican leader also, that I think would even things out.
Onward to the field of contestants for the Assembly speakership in Albany, and that looks like we're down to the final one, which is State Assemblyman Carl Heasty. He has risen to the top. He's from the Bronx.
Right. He's from the Bronx. He's what we call the chair of the Bronx Democratic Committee there, and some people call it the machine or what's left of it, and I can tell you this much. You better believe that the U.S. attorney will be using a microscope to look at Mr. Heasty, to make sure that there is nothing that is untoward, because if there is, he is setting himself up in a bad way to be the speaker, because they will look at him. We know one thing, and that is that he was cited by the Moreland Act Commission. You'll remember them. They're the ones who were closed down by the governor, which has caused consternation with the U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara. So what they said was that some of the campaign finance reporting wasn't right from Heasty. If that is the case, and if there's more there, this will be a short-lived candidacy, because believe me, all of the contestants will be putting out everything that they know onto the table. That's the way that it's done.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Lockbox, Monday morning, 6 a.m., the on-air fun drive starts.
I can't believe it, David. We are so, so close. My heart is weeping.
WAMC.org.